This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. You can join us right here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Lots, of course, in the news to discuss, including an officer in Lake Worth, Florida, kicking families out of a park for giving Thanksgiving dinner to homeless people. That story is available to us tonight. But first, breaking news from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. For those of you who've been following the Robin Hood of Keene case, the Robin Hooders are what, Mark? What is a Robin Hooder?
Well, there's some folks that go around and they put money in meters for people who have expired, parking meters. Now, they don't just go around and find any old parking meter that's expired, because that would be, kind of an inefficient way to go about it. You never know. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are two, what do they call them?
Parking enforcers.
Meter maid, I think, is a politically incorrect term. So there's two meter maids, and they go around and they keep an eye on where these folks are. And, sometimes the meter maids will be like, ha, I'll go this way. And obviously the Robin Hooders will run that direction, try to make sure they plug the meters or whatever ahead of time. So essentially what they try to do is they feed people's meters. They save them from getting parking tickets.
Yes, and it has been going on since 2009 here as Lauren Canario, one of the earliest movers to New Hampshire, is part of the Free State Project, the idea of converging libertarians in one geographic area. She started Robin Hooding back in 2009 when she came up with the whole concept of what this was. She called it Robin Hooding, I believe. And she even came up with like a letter that she'd print up, and it had language to the effect of, hey, we've saved you from a ticket that King's ransom or whatever. And it was sort of using these Robin Hood-esque terms. And it was fun. It's a fun thing. And she would leave these envelopes with the note on it on people's windshields that she would save from getting a ticket. And others over the years had sort of taken up the mantle of this. They've, it's not Lauren doing it anymore. It's been different people over the last 6 years that this has been going on. In 2012, up until 2012, it was just something that some activists would do on occasion whenever they felt like going out to do it. In 2012, it became a real concerted effort, and it rose to the level of like an organized level of activism, where James Cleveland, who actually is our co-host now on Friday nights here on Free Talk Live, James is the guy who really took it to the next level. He came to town, he got into Robin Hooding, and brought like a level of managerial expertise to the project that it had never had, and started to recruit people basically to help him with this, and scheduling people like for different days of the week to go out and protect people from getting parking tickets. So it got to the point where 6 days a week, and there are only 6 days where parking is enforced. Sunday they take the day off. So 6 days a week, every day of the enforcement, there was somebody on the streets for most of the hours of the day. Some days, every hour of the day that the parking enforcers were out, the Robin Hooders were out. And what that led to, that level of dedicated day-in, day-out activism, even during the winter time.
That's dedication.
Yeah. What that led to was the city of Keene losing significant revenue from their parking tickets.
Right. This wasn't just saving people from meters to some extent. This is activism that provides a motivation, an impetus to change the way they do business. And I think that many municipalities, their parkings run so poorly that they would should have to change business. There was a position called parking czar here in town. I mean, somebody whose position was management of three parking enforcers, and then there was somebody in
there's still a manager. There was the parking enforcers, the two of them that are left. One of them quit a couple years ago. there's a manager of them, and then there was the parking czar. So there's actually two levels of management.
It sounded to me like there was some pork, some fat.
Of course, it's the government.
That could be used, trimmed there.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, this activism reached a level that really allowed for thousands of people to be saved from getting tickets. So Keene, New Hampshire is a pretty small place. There's only about 22,000 people that live here. Maybe it swings up to 26,000 during the college season. It's a college town. And so they can only write so many tickets per year. I think their amount of tickets that they were writing was like 25,000 or something like that. Was what they were doing previous to this concerted Robin Hooding effort. In the first year of the real concerted Robin Hooding effort, there were at least 5,000 people who were saved tickets. They didn't get the ticket that they otherwise would have been written, that otherwise would have been issued to them, which meant that the city wasn't getting the revenue that they would otherwise get, because they were, you know, like, you can save someone from getting a ticket for 5 cents. Whereas if you get the ticket, it's a $5 ticket, and the average person doesn't pay right away, so they don't pay until the ticket doubles in cost, because if you wait, you know, a week or two or whatever, then the ticket goes from $5 to $10. And then if you wait even longer, a couple more weeks or whatever, it goes to $35. So the average price of the tickets that are paid are $10. So on average, the city of Keene is used to collecting $10 for every single ticket they write, which means that every 5 cents you drop in a meter prevents them from collecting $10 on average.
They probably don't like that much.
So you take that out. So take $10 a ticket times 5,000 tickets was what was not written. You're talking about a $50,000 hit to their revenue. So that's why in 2013 in May, they decided to file a lawsuit against Robin Hood of Keene, specifically naming myself, James Cleveland, four other folks, including Pete Eyre from copblock.org, who never once actually ever did any Robin Hooding. But they came after him anyway because, well, he's our friend.
He's got a name.
And they know who he is. They came after us with this lawsuit claiming initially that it wasn't about the money. They were giving interviews to the media saying, oh, this isn't about the revenue. They can keep doing Robin Hooding. We just want to protect our employees, the parking enforcers, from threatening, harassing, and intimidating behavior on the part of the Robin Hooders, which is what they kept essentially libeling us with. They kept claiming we were threatening, harassing, and intimidating their employees, but yet none of us have ever been arrested on criminal harassment charges. There's never been a criminal assault charge against any of us. So there's all kinds of claims about the Robin Hooders, but none of them have ever been backed up with any evidence. So they came out at us with this lawsuit claiming it wasn't about the money. Then 4 months later in September, they filed a second lawsuit. So the first suit had yet to have been actually resolved. They filed the second suit against us, and this suit was about the money. This one, they were going for financial damages. Financial damages from having to hire a shrink, allegedly, to consult with their parking enforcers. Financial damages from the loss of revenue, from the fact that the Robin Hooders were out there saving people from getting tickets. So we had two lawsuits, two civil suits against us. Then they updated one of the suits to claim the claims of civil conspiracy. So you've heard of criminal conspiracy charges. Well, now they were alleging a civil conspiracy against them, the city.
I would concur with that. There is a conspiracy against them.
The Robin Hooders. And there was conspiracy charges. Charges are criminal. This wasn't criminal. So there are allegations about conspiracy. There are allegations about tortious interference, meaning that they believe that there was a tort against us, that we were interfering with their ability to perform their duties and their tasks. Creating a substantial problem for their business of enforcing. Ultimately, they failed. In 2013, the Superior Court here in town, after holding 3 days of court, full days of hearings and testimony about this, hearing from us, hearing from the parking enforcers, the court dismissed both of those cases.
Okay.
And then they appealed. So at that point, they'd already spent $20,000, taxpayer dollars, on just the first court hearings. So just getting to the point of having those dismissed, that was at least $20,000. So then they decided to appeal to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, which cost who knows how much more.
$20,000, call it.
Probably at least another $20,000. The Supreme Court affirmed the lower court's ruling on almost every aspect except one. And it was that one aspect that got remanded back to Superior Court. And that question was on the injunction that they had proposed, which I haven't really touched on here yet. The injunction they originally proposed was a 50-foot radius surrounding all the parking enforcers in which the Robin Hooders were not allowed to be. And we'll tell you.
Do you think it should be legal for people to plug meters for other people?
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, you can join us here on Free Talk Talk Live. Our toll-free number, if you would like to do so, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're updating you on the latest on the saga of Robin Hood of Keene. And another one of the Robin Hooders is joining us in the studio. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Rich, you've been out on the streets doing Robin Hooding, not recently so much, but in the past you had done it for a few months, I think.
Yeah, I did it for a few months when I first got out of jail.
And so, you know, you've got some experience. I've been out there as well a number of times, and you weren't included in the lawsuit. I think you started after the suit began.
I was in jail when the suit was filed.
And so they didn't move to amend to add you to said suit. So if there were an injunction that was going to be released by the court against the Robin Hooders, it actually would not include you. But in this case, the injunction was denied. This is the breaking news for those of you who have been following the case. If you go to freekeene.com right now, there's the full 15-page decision by the judge from the Cheshire Superior Court denying the city of Keene's request to create any kind of injunction whatsoever against the Robin Hooders. And for listeners just tuning in, Robin Hooding is filling parking meters, expired parking meters, to prevent tickets from being written to the individual who's parked at that meter. And that really burns the city when you do that, because it hurts them income-wise. They're used to collecting $10 per expired meter, and if you save that meter with a nickel, then they don't get to collect $9.95 on that person.
Is it 10?
It's on average 10. The default ticket in Keene is $5, but
it's going up. So they've voted to raise it.
No, they have not. They voted to raise the rates per hour. The per hour charge is going up. So the amount you pay to park is going up. The city wanted them to double the fines, Mark, but the city council did not give them that.
Okay.
They only gave them one third of what the city asked for. The city, recently there was some controversy here in Keene where the city government was requesting more money on all aspects. They wanted to raise the hourly fees. They wanted to double the fines. And they wanted to increase the hours of enforcement. So right now it ends at 5 p.m. They wanted to go to 7. So they did not get the increased hours of enforcement. They did not get the doubling the fines, but they did get their request of increased hourly fees.
And mathematically, it's a sensible response to Robin Hood to raise the parking rates without raising the fine rates. Because what Robin Hood depends on is the fact that the city makes more money if you don't pay for your parking up front.
That's correct. They want want to write tickets.
Yes. Tickets subsidize the deceptively low rates by shifting a lot of the revenue onto the taxpayer or onto the fine payer as opposed to the person who actually pays for the parking. So we get marginally less bang for our buck by having a lower ratio there. If they'd raised both, it would have stayed the same.
But all you're paying for when you pay is for parking enforcers to wander around and give out tickets.
Well, they claim it's for beautification of downtown. They claim that some of the money goes to, like, planting things.
That should be the responsibility of the businesses downtown.
It should be.
Not the parking enforcement. But
when I brought that point up at the recent city council meeting, one of the city councilors derided it by saying something about, have you ever been to South America? I forget which country, Brazil or something like that. He mentioned some specific. I'm sorry, I don't remember which country it was, but he suggested that when you put businesses in charge, everything is ugly, which is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous claim. Injunction. Let me tell you about this. So the city sued us, and
I claim that the businesses should be put in charge. I claimed that the businesses should be paying for it. In a mall, for instance, things aren't ugly.
Right.
It's just that the businesses, part of their rent is to keep that whole walkway in the area in the middle looking nice and the fountains running and all the other things that they do.
I can't let that go. I've got to respond to it. Is this guy seriously asserting that government buildings are less ugly than privately built buildings? Because I can show you a lot of counterexamples to that.
They stick out
like sore thumbs.
They're very institutional. They're very ugly. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I mean, but, you know, to be fair, the downtown of Keene, New Hampshire, is a pretty nice-looking place. They don't do a terrible job.
It's in the movie Jumanji.
Yeah, that's true. So I want you to know about Brave New Books, which is a great place to go to get books on all kinds of interesting subjects from libertarianism, anarchism, economics, conspiracy, natural health, survival, and more. It's all the good stuff that the government doesn't want you to read. They also carry amazing health products and water filtration products. You can go to BraveNewBookstore.com. It's being run by liberty activists John Bush and Catherine Bleich. They've been doing great activism for years down there in Austin, Texas. But Brave New Books is now online. You do not have to live in Austin to benefit from the collection of books they have over at Brave New Books. Just go to BraveNewBookstore.com. They take Bitcoins at Brave New Books. In fact, they prefer when you pay with Bitcoins. They go and get some great water filtration, health products, and all kinds of cool books. They've been around since 2006. And John and Kat actually just took it over this year. They bought the business, and they've expanded it online, BraveNewBookstore.com. Very cool. So, anyway, some of the things you can't do in big cities is Robin Hood, because a lot of the big cities have the kiosks, which basically kill how Robin Hooding works. You know, when you're doing a Robin Hood, you have to be able to save people from getting tickets, and the kiosks essentially prevent you from knowing how much time someone has left on their meter or whether or not it's expired. So thankfully, Keene has a few hundred meters, several hundred meters.
That would be printed on the ticket, wouldn't it?
Some meters do that, some don't. So there's actually there are actually some of the kiosks in town that they've actually just added recently to one of the lots here in town where they do not print tickets. So that would essentially flummox the ability to do Robin Hooding. But thankfully, when the
Meter readers make the
determination. They have a tool. They some sort of device that will indicate to them who's expired and who's not. So
we're going to hack into their data. We need to get anonymous on this.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Anyway.
Anonymous is after ISIS right now.
For now, we're doing
that's
it the old-fashioned way.
72
they
versions
might,
they were looking
they might,
for.
They might be better matched with the Keene City government.
Yeah. if Anonymous got turned loose on the Keene City government, it would be over for the Keene City government.
Yeah, it's true. It would probably only take, a couple of dozen hackers to drive them into fits because, you know, It takes fewer people to break something than it takes to make something.
There was something, I think it was about the Bearcat. It was a couple of years ago when Anonymous announced, or one of the hack groups announced, that they'd hacked into the Keene Police Department email system and that they were going to release those emails, but I don't think they ever came out, so they might have just been BSing them. I'm not sure about that. Mm. Anyway, we're doing it the old-fashioned way. We're plugging coins into meters and saving people from getting parking tickets, and the city hates it, so they brought a lawsuit, and they wanted an injunction. They wanted money, and they didn't get that. That was denied by the courts. They wanted some sort of indication that we were committing some ridiculous civil conspiracy and that there's negligence and tortious interference with their government, their super important government business. All of that was thrown out by the courts. But what they wanted was an injunction, a 50-foot radius surrounding each one of these parking enforcers that would float with them as they walked down the street. And if we were to be within that 50-foot radius, then we would be in violation of said injunction, therefore in contempt of courts.
Imagine if they, and I imagine they also want to be able to decide who gets that 50-foot radius rule and who doesn't, so they can raise that on the parking on the Robin Hooders anytime they want.
This is Free Talk Live.
Lead law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Sharing with you the good news about Robin Hood of Keene. It has the court case against us has been dismissed again. Essentially, the city of Keene was wanting an injunction against the Robin Hooders here, the people who have been saving thousands of motorists from getting tickets from the parking enforcement in Keene, New Hampshire. It's made international headlines. We've been on the Colbert Report. We've been on MSNBC. We've been on international media. I think Fox has covered it. Good Morning America. I mean, major, major media coverage has been given to Robin Hood of Keene, and I don't know how many of them are going to pick up this news. But basically, at least for the moment, the case is closed. Now, the city could appeal. They have a 30-day window in which they can appeal this decision to the Supreme Court. Last time they appealed to the Supreme Court, because this has been going on for 2.5 years now, the initial two cases that they filed against us in civil court were dismissed back in December of 2013. They appealed those. That went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court affirmed the lower court's ruling on almost everything, but Supreme Court sent one aspect back to the lower court.
It didn't affirm it.
It affirmed the lower court's ruling, which meant that the Supreme Court affirmed what the lower court said, which was the lower court dismissed the case.
Okay.
Or dismissed both cases. But the Supreme Court did say, wait a minute, there's one aspect of this we want to remand back to the lower court. And, of course, the city of Keene was crowing about this like it was a victory for them, even though they lost on, you know, 4 out of 5
They
of the
had
point.
To. They spent tens of thousands of dollars yeah. taking this a stupid case to court that they knew they were going to lose in the first place. They don't want to come mm-hmm. out and say, look, we're dumb.
We need to put in Freedom of Information Act requests to find out how much they've been spending on this. Has Daryl
Absolutely.
Been watching that?
No, but that has been something we wanted to do, and I think the last time that someone did try, they said they didn't know because it wasn't over yet. So once it's over, that would be the time to put that in. Of course, they keep going back to court, so it hasn't been over yet.
See, if I were you, I would try to find out what it's cost them thus far.
I think their claim was that they can't give you that information because it's still in process or something.
There
was some sort of
they won't give you anything.
There was some kind of excuse they had. The only reason we know they spent $20,000 on the first part of the case, the very first initial court hearings,
mm-hmm.
was because they told that to the Sentinel in an interview that the Sentinel, the local newspaper, they told that to mm-hmm. the Sentinel in an interview, and it was just sort of a round ballpark estimate. They didn't actually look at any official files for that. So I think it would be safe to say they've spent at least $50,000, if not 60 or more, on this, because now we're in basically part three, because it went to Superior Court, got dismissed, they appealed to Supreme Court, the Supreme Court upheld most of what the Superior Court said, they kicked one aspect back to the Superior Court, and that was they said that, okay, well, we agree with the lower court that this was this clear free speech issue, so we've dismissed it on this basis, but you need to hear the request for the injunction separately. The injunction request needs to be heard separate from the other facts in the case. So they went and they sent that back. And that's what happened this year in September, was there was another full day of court hearings where they dragged the Robin Hooders and the parking enforcers back onto the witness stand. And we talked about what the last year of, you know, Robin Hooding has been like. And ultimately, with the intention of the court deciding on this injunction question. Now, obviously, going into it, a lot of us thought, well, you know, it'd be great if the court continued to rule in favor of the Robin Hooders, and that is what they ultimately decided to do. But you never know what's going to happen in advance of these decisions. So the initial request for the injunction was a 50-foot radius to surround each one of the Robin Hooders in which you could not – or excuse me, to surround each one of the parking enforcers in which the Robin Hooders could not physically be. You could not be there. You could not talk to the person within that radius. You could not record video of the person. You could yell at the person from outside of the 50-foot radius. You could record them from outside of the 50-foot radius. So that was what they were originally asking for, which would have meant that had the parking enforcer been walking down the street and one of us were inside a business, we would be in violation of the proposed injunction by virtue of the fact that we were just simply within that 50 feet, even if we weren't doing Robin Hooding at
the
time.
They changed it to like 10 feet at one point,
They lowered it to 30, then they lowered it to 10.
See, what I would have done on that is said, okay, let's have a 50-foot injunction space, but to be fair, it has to be mutual. Mm-hmm. And then we could just stand one person out by the gazebo and
protect the entire Central Square
area. It would be beautiful.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that wasn't they didn't write any injunction, so the court refused the injunction period.
That's because it's insane.
But they whittled it down, okay? So it was 50 feet initially back in 2013, and by the time the hearings happened, by the time the final court decision was made, it had been whittled to 30, then it had been whittled to 10, and then when they went in front of the Supreme Court, they basically told the Supreme Court, look, we'll take anything you can give us. And then finally, the last request that they made, their final proposed injunction came out last month, and I posted it on freekeen.com just a couple weeks ago. And the final request from them was, okay, we don't want a permanent buffer zone anymore. What we want is for if the parking enforcer tells one of the Robin Hooders to back off, that there's then a 10-foot radius around the parking enforcer. But if the Robin Hooder needs to cross nearby the parking enforcer in order to get in front of the parking enforcer, there's then a 5-foot radius. So because of the
desperation of that.
Super desperate.
Are you serious? Somebody was get paid like $200 an hour to write that drivel.
That's correct.
$200, you wish. This is the best set of lawyers in the state.
Oh,
this
I'm sorry. I meant to say $2,000 an hour.
Yeah,
right.
I don't
know. They didn't hire their own lawyers from the town. They went to Concord and got the state capitol best guy.
These are the attorneys who take on city cases. So they work for municipalities all across New Hampshire.
So they're like the go-to guys for the statists.
Yes. These are the go-to guys for all the cities in New Hampshire, basically.
And they got spanked. I like the sound of that.
They did. And so just so you know, the testimony during the trial was that, well, sometimes we have to close the gap between the parking enforcer and the Robin Hooder. As a Robin Hooder, it's my goal to be in front of that parking enforcer. I need to reach the meters before they do. So a lot of times we'll be described in the media as following the parking enforcers, but actually we're ahead of trying to predict where they go. Right. So I want to be far enough ahead of the parking enforcer to where I can find an expired meter, put a nickel in the meter to buy the person more time. Then I have a calling card from Robin Hood of Keene that I leave on the person's windshield. So it takes me a moment. I've got to feed the meter, walk to the windshield, leave the card on the windshield, and then get back out and start walking towards more meters. In that time frame, the parking enforcer, she's walking. So she's closing the gap between me and her. So it's inevitable that eventually she's going to catch up, because I can only go so far ahead, because if I'm 100 feet ahead and she goes down a different street, well, then I've got to catch up to her. So during the testimony, it was testified that, look, sometimes we have to get close to these parking enforcers. We don't want to be close to them because it's not effective for us to be close to them. We want to be ahead of them, but if they change direction or pull some sort of nonsense where they're playing games like that, and they do, they'll like stop at a corner and then juke like they're going to go one direction and then go back in the other direction. And so they try to play games.
Parking enforcers.
Yeah. And so in that instance, you've got to get past them. And if there's a 50-foot radius, then you can't possibly get past them to get ahead of them again. So they whittled it down to 10 feet, but then they also, in order to provide us the ability to get past them, said, in the event that Robin Hooder needs to pass by the parking enforcer, the radius goes down to only 5 feet. So our attorney, of course, still argued against this proposed injunction as it's unconstitutional and it would still cause issues, and you're still still relying on the parking enforcer to judge the distance, and, you know, humans looking at a distance aren't going to be able to agree on what distance is what. And so it's just weird as
a snake suspenders. I mean, who does that?
Those are
way too detailed to even make sense.
You mean
the injunction details? The injunction details. Those are that's a pretty complex injunction
for people
who are engaged in that kind of thing.
It's them knowing they have nothing, and so they've just asked for the bare minimum. Remember, it went from a 24-hour injunction to down to, if the parking enforcer tells you to leave them alone, then it becomes a 10-foot radius and only for that day.
It would have been hilarious if they'd gotten it to get a guy out there in a referee uniform and, like, have him follow both of you around and, like, warn each other about violations of these rules.
So the good news is they were unsuccessful. We'll continue. You can share your thoughts here with us. 855-450. The court ruled that this proposed injunction would be unconstitutional.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free number is 855-453. Coming up, special guest interview with Adam Kokesh, who was also in court recently, and we'll find out what happened with him. I suspect it didn't go as swimmingly for him as it did for the Robin Hooders here in Keene, who have now been victorious yet again. It's what we've been discussing thus far in the show tonight. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Of course, the Robin Hooders are people who have for years been saving folks from getting tickets in downtown Keene from parking meters, basically feeding meters before the parking enforcers can reach them. The city sued. The cases were tossed out initially. The city appealed. A portion of the case was remanded back to Superior Court. And now we've been victorious yet again. So we've won basically three times in a row against the city. The question is, are they going to appeal yet again? It's not like it's their money that they're spending on these appeals, so certainly they'll have the bill paid for if they decide to appeal again in this case, and so that remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. There's a 30-day window of time that they have. If you want to check out the full court decision, it's 15 pages long. It's posted right now over at freekeen.com, and the last question that the court had to decide on was whether or not to issue an injunction against the Robin Hooders, and the court denied the city's request for what was a watered-down, seriously weakened injunction from what they'd originally requested back in 2013 when they filed the suit against us. So basically, it's a total victory for the Robin Hooders. The case actually never even made it to trial. So even though we spent 4 days in court In total, over the last year, 4 days in Superior Court, and there was a hearing in Supreme Court as well, 4 full days of court testimony that sure did feel like a trial. You know, there's people getting sworn in on the witness stand, and there's long testimony, video evidence being played, you know, cross-examinations, the whole thing. Those were just called evidentiary hearings. And the purpose of the evidentiary hearing was to decide whether or not to move forward with a full trial. The full trial would have involved a jury. Bringing a jury in and having them hear the evidence and the claims and all of that. So this court and the lower court that dismissed the case, that ultimately that dismissal was appealed and then it was upheld and now it's been dismissed again. That dismissal was before we reached the trial. So had the Supreme Court actually reversed the court's decision, then it would have just gone to the trial. So it wouldn't have been a win for the city of Keene. We would have gone on and gone to a full trial. So they never even made it to trial. This judge kicked that thing out before it even got to the actual trial.
Zero things in this case look like a win for them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the great news. Yeah. You can get all the details over at freekeene.com. Let's bring Adam Kokesh on the line here. Adam, are you with us?
Yeah, Ian, thanks so much for having me on again. I got to say, though, you're probably tired of hearing from me. I'm just glad I get to hang out on a night when Mark and Rich are in studio, too.
Well, actually, you and I have been trying to negotiate getting you on the air. You've been in the middle of a Greyhound bus ride back from Washington, D.C., and that's why I wanted you on Saturday night, but you were in transit at the time, and it just wasn't possible to pull it off. The reason you were on that Greyhound bus, as I understand it, is because you have been banned from at least one airline, and the TSA confused the GPS ankle tracker that you had on with a bomb. What happened?
Yeah, that's a fair summary. Just another day in the life for me, just another little adventure. But really, the most interesting part of this is how much fun I had on the Greyhound bus with a 60-hour nonstop, not nonstop, lots of stops, but
yeah.
60 hours more or less straight on a Greyhound bus.
Tell me more.
You've never done
that. Oh, I'm sorry. You were getting cut out. That's why we lost.
You're in good physical condition. I highly recommend it.
We lost a portion of what you said.
If you ever want an adventure, go on a 60-hour Greyhound trip across the country. And that was by far the most interesting part of this whole adventure.
You will certainly meet interesting characters. That's for sure.
What cities were involved in this?
It was Baltimore all the way to Phoenix.
Baltimore to Phoenix. Oh, that's a long ride.
Yeah, 60 hours.
Wow.
It was more than a day just for me to get from Sarasota, Florida to New Orleans.
Wow.
It takes a long time to get places on Greyhound.
We had a little fun party the last night we were there, too, because the heat went out, and we were driving through northern New Mexico and Arizona. It was 12 degrees at one point, and
wow.
I could see my breath on the bus. So no one could sleep, and we had a little party, I guess you could say, to stay warm. And
what kind of party are you referring to?
Oh, well, it was a warm party? Yeah, all kinds of crazy parties happen on a Greyhound bus that's crowded in the middle of the night when it's freezing like that. But we figured out that about 80% of us on that bus had been to jail before.
Wow.
So you actually spent some time in jail not too long ago for an incident in Washington, D.C. involving you being recorded on video racking a shotgun. They came after you. They raided your house. They arrested you on multiple charges. You ended up sitting in jail for a while and then getting out on probation with some time served. Isn't that right?
Yeah, and I wish I had a little more presence of mind to represent myself and really negotiate back then. And it's only something that I've done in the last 4 or so hearings that we've had as probation show cause hearings. And it's so much more satisfying. I understand if you don't have a grasp over the legal situation that you're in, don't do it. If you're not confident in speaking for yourself, don't do it. But when you are in a position to represent yourself, you really shouldn't be falling for the lawyer racket. And it's been a lot of fun. At this last court hearing, which is why I was in D.C. on the 18th, I basically called out my probation officers. I mean, I chewed them out in court. And they're not used to this. Now, I don't think there's, you know, never ascribe to conspiracy what can be adequately explained by incompetence. And in this case, that is the probation department in Washington, D.C., there's plenty of incompetence to go around.
Mm-hmm.
They're just used to abusing their petty power to push people around and cover up that petty incompetence. And in my case, I'm like, no, I record everything that I can. I post it on the internet. I will embarrass the heck out of you if you give me the opportunity to, and I will not take things lying down. So I had so much fun in court on Wednesday, just telling them off. And for me, things went pretty well in court. Still got to wear the ankle bracelet for a while. And one of the things that the judge was unwilling to back down on was a mental health assessment as part of my probation. And we had a lot of people calling the day before. I got to say thanks to everybody who called in to the judge and to the probation supervisor. It really does make a difference in cases like this. And you guys know about this, you know, in New Hampshire as well. When the people involved on the other side of the state versus free people line understand that there's a heightened degree of scrutiny.
Yeah, they're being watched.
What they're doing. Yeah, and just giving them, you know, just to have a dozen phone calls the day before a court hearing even makes a huge difference when you go in there. And they're, you know, I don't want to say afraid of you, but they're on notice that you're not someone who's just going to,
you're not a pushover. You're not the average dupe. You're not somebody who they can just easily take advantage of. Now, how long are you on probation for?
Well, it's only supposed to last until January 17th.
Oh, okay.
And I actually negotiated the potential of being switched to unsupervised probation early and getting this little electronic shackle taken off my leg. But I had so much fun in court, and you know, it really is cool. And I understand how, you know, a lot of people in New Hampshire are doing this kind of activism, and you know, we all suffer you know, a great deal of public commentary on what we're doing, criticism, and you know, we're all struggling to be as effective and as efficient. But there's something beautiful when the stakes are just a little bit higher than going to a protest. And you can still hold your head high with dignity. You can show people around you that they can hold themselves to a higher standard of standing up for themselves. And after this, I would think of it as my last performance in court. Mm-hmm. There was a young black gentleman who was, you know, only about 18, who was waiting in line for his turn at the trough of justice. And he came to me afterwards when my probation officers and I were filling out some paperwork in the hallway. And he was like, dude, that was awesome. Like, way to go. And, you know, that's like more than any of the legal stuff. You know, that kind of feedback is really motivating. Yeah, to know that, because they do so much to control us by bullying and emotional manipulation and making you feel like you're all alone. And we you know, no one's perfect in this. We all suffer, you know, a little bit of humiliation, and I don't mean actual humiliation, but we all suffer a little bit from their attempts to humiliate us, to beat us down. And when we have that kind of broader community that you see exists potentially in every single human being on this planet who can be touched by someone who is passionate about standing up for righteousness, it's just beautiful. And you know,
yeah,
I
totally agree. I mean, for all of the crap that some of us get from the critics and the haters out there, when just one person says thank you for whatever the outreach was or whatever it was that they witnessed, you know, we've done a lot of jury nullification outreach here and don't take a plea deal. And, you know, every now and then someone will stop and say, hey, man, I really appreciated the information in that flyer, or thank you. I totally agree. Adam, I want you to tell more of your story. Can you stick with us?
Yeah, happy to do another segment.
Adam Kokesh is here. Is it still thefreedomline.com for your site?
That's
these days?
That's perfect. Free books.
Stand by for more with Adam Kokesh. He will join us coming up in hour number two. And if you've got a question for him, he's usually more than happy to take them. So feel free to dial in toll free at 855-453. We'll find out more about the bomb threat that was on his ankle. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years,
and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.